Next, we'll mainline a concentrated dose of millennial nostalgia in our favorite game, This, That, or the Other. First, let's check in with our contestants. Susanna, so how do you find people who are committing internet fraud?
It's pretty easy now that Equifax happened. Don't have to do a whole lot anymore.
So that was a big moment for your company.
Yeah, it basically gets me off the hook of anything that happens.
Okay. So do you, are you someone with crazy passwords and all kinds of...
No. Nothing really keeps you safe, so my advice is don't sweat it.
Well, thanks for coming, everybody. Yeah.
I like this new kind of world we're living in of just sort of like, it's over.
Yeah. Might as well take your hands off the wheel. This car is going to crash.
Ayala, you're studying gender in Yiddish newspapers, which sounds pretty fascinating. So tell me about that.
Well, one thing I study a lot is men writing under female pseudonyms in the Yiddish
press. The other way around. Usually it's women writing under male pseudonyms to get published or have a voice, but the other way around.
Yeah, it was surprisingly common around the turn of the 20th century.
And that is because they wanted to appeal to the female reader without actually having to employ a female?
Yes. Basically.
Wow, I figured out that mystery. And when did this change?
When there stopped being Yiddish newspapers, or there were fewer of them.
They ran it right into the ground, all the way to the end.
There were always women writing, just some of the women were men.
Just some of the women were men. It's fascinating. Okay, so you are going to play This, That, or the Other. The rules are simple. I'm going to give you a name. You're going to tell me which of three categories it belongs to. And today's categories are frozen Slurpee flavors from 7-Eleven that are discontinued. Yankee Candle Scents. And messy obstacles on the Nickelodeon game show Double Dare. Two things smell great and one thing doesn't. We're going to alternate back and forth. No need to ring in. Ayelet, you won the last game, so you win this and you're off to the final round. Susanna, you need to win this or you're going to get slimed. And depending on what you're into, maybe it's a good thing. All right, here we go. Susanna. Sticky Icky.
Double Dare.
Double Dare. Seems like a good idea, but that is incorrect. Ayelet, can you steal?
Gonna go with the slush flavor?
Slurpee flavor. Slurpee. Yeah, that is correct. Sticky Icky. Ayelet, gumdrop.
Candle?
I'm sorry, that is incorrect. Susanna, can you steal?
Slurpee flavor.
I'm sorry, that is incorrect. It's a double dare obstacle where contestants slide down a giant gum dispenser while hundreds of plastic balls come at them shaped like gum and they have to get a flag. Costs 5 cents. It's a whole thing. Susanna, Stormwatch.
That's a Yankee candle.
Stormwatch is a Yankee candle. How did you know that? Do you own this candle?
I just felt right.
It just felt right? Yeah. Ayelet, soda jerk.
Double dare?
Double dare obstacle is correct. Yeah. Susanna, Sunday slide.
Double dare.
Double dare. Yeah, that's right. It was exactly... Players went down a slide that ended in a kiddie pool full of simulated ice cream, which is probably the most disgusting version of ice cream.
Just a simulation of ice cream.
Don't touch it! Don't touch it!
Don't get it in your mouth!
Ayelet, moonshine.
Slurpee flavor?
Yeah, it's a Slurpee flavor!
Really?
Yes. A non-alcoholic Slurpee flavor called moonshine. Don't know what it tasted like. Kinda like corn.
Corn. Yeah. Tasted like corn liquor. Yeah.
Susanna, gully washer.
Double dare.
You would think so, but in this case, incorrect. I'm sorry. Islet, can you steal gully washer?
Flavor?
Another disgusting early Slurpee flavor is correct. Okay, Ayelet, luau party.
That sounds like a candle.
Yeah, that's a Yankee candle. Yeah. All right, Puzzle Guru Greg Pliska, how did our contestants do?
Congratulations, Ayelet. You have won two games, and you're going on to the final round at the end of the show.
Coming up, we'll find out who will face off against Ayelet in our final round, and we'll play a word game about corporate slogans that will melt in your mouth, not in your hands. Plus, we'll talk to Melissa Joan Hart, who appeared on television as Clarissa and Sabrina, so she's the last likable teenager on TV. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and this is Ask Me Another from NPR.